Well, praise the Lord, and good morning, everybody. And welcome to Lexington Christian Church on this beautiful Sunday morning. Somebody's going to go back to school. Lord have mercy. That used to be the saddest day of the year for me. Of course, I'm sure you can tell it, but anyway, I didn't like school. Didn't want to go to school. Didn't want to learn nothing. Didn't learn a whole lot, but, you know, that's one thing about life. Life is school. Life is kindergarten, grammar school, middle school, high school, college, university. You pick it all up in life. And then, when you think you've learned it all, it's kind of like these beautiful, clear days we've been having here lately. The storm's coming. But, you know, storm came up on the disciples and the Lord Jesus when they were out on the boat crossing over the sea, and the Lord wasn't too much worried about it. He wasn't worried about it at all. He went from the boat and went to sleep. It's like so many of us in this day and time do. We'll find us a place from the boat and we'll go to sleep. And it better be a rough storm if it's going to wake me up. But the disciples, you know, they were scared. And, you know, I can imagine why. You know, the Titanic sank. These cats were out here on a little boat. Well, it wasn't the smallest boat, I don't suppose. It'd hold 12 people or 15, 20, something like that. But it was a small boat, and you're out in the middle of the sea, and the wind comes up, and the storm goes to raging. I can imagine I'd be kind of scared, too. But at least they knew who was in front of the boat. So one of them goes up, "Lord, don't you care that we're all fixing to perish?" He looks around, walks to the back of the boat, tells the wind to quit blowing, and orders the sea to calm down. He said, "Peace, be still." That's the kind of God that we're serving this morning. So before we get into the full message, we ask you to bow your head and pray with me. Father, we're so thankful that we have this opportunity, Lord, together in your house, in your presence every Sunday. Lord, I know oftentimes it's few. Sometimes there are many. But God, I know that you watch over each and every one. So I ask you to bless these that are here this morning, these that desired to be here but were unable for whatever reason, because you know the heart. I ask you to bless the message this morning, Lord, that it go forth in the way that you wanted it to. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Storms are coming. They're going to come. I mean, that's, you know, it's the devil's job. But we serve an all-powerful God that's so much more powerful than the devil. He can calm any storm. We just need to be careful that we don't cause the storm. You know, sometimes we things come up in life, and we may ask God to bless and make it go away, but then we need to think. He didn't cause that to begin with. Sometimes the devil didn't even cause it. He caused it herself. I mean, you know, I've seen people that would get in a boat and go fishing, in a thunderstorm. Anybody that's ever, all these guys that's been in the Navy, anybody that's ever been on a boat, been knows you don't get on no boat, especially one of these little small bass boats or whatever, and head out across the lake or down the river in a thunderstorm. Dumb. I've been told not to say idiots, but you know that's just dumb. Why would anybody want to do that? Well, often we'll tempt God, and you know that's one of the commandments: don't tempt the Lord thy God. But there was temptation, aggravation. I could come up with a dozen more Asians, but anyway, when we do it ourselves, why would we go to God? It's just nature, but, you know, it's like the man that got on the boat in the thunderstorm. He ain't going to catch no fish. So why tempt God? There were a couple of old bikers back a few years ago. These old boys, I mean, they just old rough bikers. They're going down the road. Then I can tell you where it was at. It was over in Milan, Tennessee. Everybody knows where Milan's at. It's right over here. But they'd been riding all day. We're coming back south on 45 there, back toward Jackson. And as they passed the Walmart, they looked over to the right, and here's this good-sized scooter. It was a scooter. It wasn't a motorcycle now. It was a scooter. And lady riding it was about 72, 73 years old. That's not a sight you want to see. If you're a biker, if you're in a car or a truck or whatever, that's, you know, 70-something-year-old lady. Or, man, it doesn't make any difference, but this just happened to be an older lady. Now, she come rolling up out of Walmart on that scooter. And these two old bikers, they go by and just, you know, at least they were courteous. They waved. And she went smiling and waving back. Of course, the old bikers, they didn't think anything about it. They kept on going down the road. Of course, right there in that area is where the speed limit changes. And they were doing somewhat above the speed limit on them Harleys. But they were cruising. All of a sudden, here comes Granny shooting between them on that scooter like they were sitting on jacks. One looks over at the other, and he's sitting there shaking his head. Got his head. And I looked down to see if my foot was on the brake. Now, I said, that's kind of tempting things and stretching it to the limit. But I reckon she made it home. Didn't hear about any terrible crash that day. The old bikers, they kind of slowed down to the speed limit and thought, hey, I ain't going to tell nobody if you don't. Okay. But temptation. Let's not tempt the Lord. Because, folks, I'm afraid. Now, we've seen storms. At different times, there have been different ones that came here. Some still come here. We've seen a lot of storms in this church. We've seen storms that rocked the church. Shook it to the foundations. But we're still here. Because God said, peace, be still. We're serving an all-powerful God this morning. And I want you to know that the storms are not over. As long as life goes on, there are going to be storms. We're at a time now that ever was a time that this group needed to step up, develop a prayer life, build up our faith, build up our confidence, build up our spirit in the Lord. This is the time. Because the storm's coming. I can't stop it. Pastor can't stop it. Keith can't stop it. It's on the way. We've got to be ready for it. We've got to come together as a group. We're going to call ourselves Christian. We're going to call ourselves brothers and sisters. We're going to have to come together like a family, the family of God, and pray together. Build up confidence. And that way, when the storm gets here, we won't even have to ask the Lord. He's going to step out on the bow of this ship and say, peace, be still. We have to be ready for it. How do we do that? Well, we've got to pray. I didn't write this Bible. I can only tell you what's written in it. Matthew chapter 5, I believe it is. Look over here and see right quick. Might be chapter 3. No, chapter 5. I was right. See, what we call the Beatitudes. Where he's talking about the blessings. Who's going to be blessed? Starting at verse 3, he said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for your reward is in heaven. Didn't say anything about blessed are those that are out here in the world doing everything worldly. Didn't say anything about blessed are those that don't come to God's house on Sunday, that don't obey God's, but those that do, they'll be blessed. God's watching over them. In the book of Deuteronomy, I believe I brought that forth once before. There's like 60-something verses in that particular chapter. The first 15 of them say how well God's going to bless you if you keep His commandments. And I believe there's 39 verses after that says what kind of bad day you're likely to have if you don't keep God's commandments. But we're a church. We're a body of believers. We're a body of God's children. So why wouldn't we keep God's commandments? Why wouldn't we love one another? Why wouldn't we obey God's word? Why wouldn't we want to develop a prayer life so that we can commune with the Lord every day? even more than once a day. Why wouldn't we want to walk with God? Why wouldn't we want to serve God and obey His will? Why wouldn't we want to open this book every day and study His Word and see what His will for us is and then do it? Why wouldn't we want to be in good standing with the man that not only created the wind and the waves, but commands the wind and the wave? That way, when the storms come to your life, you won't have to worry, because it's coming. Don't know when. Don't know what shape, form, or fashion. But we need to be ready. What does it take to be ready? Coming to church, studying God's Word, loving one another like your brothers and sisters. The best example I can give is history. World War II. The men went off to fight overseas. Those that didn't go stayed home and worked. Those that left wives, daughters, the women stepped up to work their men's jobs to keep America going, to furnish the war machine. When the war was over, the men came home with great celebration. Everybody from the little PFC to the generals were counted as heroes. And God blessed America. We grew strong. We worship God. We thank God. And then we started getting comfortable. We decided we didn't like war anymore. So here comes Korea. There are some here that was in the service during that war. Well, America began to get soft and get liberal. Didn't want to listen to the generals. Didn't want to finish what was started. So we didn't win that war. We just walked away from it. Walked away from that war right into another, and in Vietnam. Americans had even more soft, even more liberal. The men that came home at the end of Vietnam, they didn't come home heroes. Not going to get into what they came home to. But when America, or any nation, any people, starts forgetting about God, turning away from God, trust me, there's a storm coming. And I say to you this morning that if there ever was a time to pray, if there ever was a time to get right, if there ever was a time that we were going to need God and His support and His blessing, If there ever was a time that we need to stand behind a young pastor and support him and support this church and support God's cause, it's now. Don't wait till the storm gets here. Or if you wait till the storm gets here, like the young people say now, you'll be blown away. So, as I asked the singers to come back this morning, I would ask you all to stand. And if there's anything in your life, I'm not worried about the past. God's thrown all of that into the sea of forgetfulness, so I don't care about the past. I don't know about your past. I'm not worried about it. I'm worried about it right now. Consider your faith this morning. If there's anyone here that doesn't know God, now's the time to get to know him. I wouldn't want to wait 30 minutes because there's a storm coming. If you don't feel like you have the faith to weather the storm, God's altar is open.
Brother Chuck, thank you. Thank you for that message today. We need to be ready for those storms that come, because they will come. But what prepares us for the storms is exactly what Chuck said. Peace. The peace of God that transcends any earthly human understanding. And when we trust in that, God prepares us and can do supernatural things that we can honestly say we had no control over, and we give him the glory. I want to thank each and every one of you for being here today. I hope it's been a blessing for you. I hope you feel that this is a place where you know you will always be loved. And that's why we always say each and every Sunday, invite someone to experience the love that God is working through in this church. Because you never know how a life's going to be impacted by that love. So invite someone for us to love on next Sunday. It's going to be a wonderful Sunday. One thing I want to go ahead and real quickly let you know about before we dismiss. And that is next Sunday we're starting a brand new sermon series. And I tell you what, Chuck tells some good stories, doesn't he? He sure does. So did Jesus.
Man.
Jesus told some good stories. And it has some powerful meanings to them. So over the next 4 weeks, we're going to be taking a look at what we call some of the parables of Jesus. And we're going to get some valuable truths from those parables. So let your friends know and prepare yourself for some great stories that are going to be told over the next several weeks. And again, for those of you that just come in and so forth, again, I want to say thank you to all those of you that have donated and are about to really help some families with some kids that need some school supplies to start the year off. So again, thank you for all your work. We will continue to keep doing this final week of school supplies. So if we get some, we can put some more bags together. And then we've learned of a few families that have been calling and asking about school supplies. And we can love on them with a gift of love for the beginning of the school year. Speaking of which, I want to offer a prayer. And this prayer is specifically for teachers who are in this room and the students. You're going to have a new year come up. With a new year comes new opportunities, new possibilities, and new challenges. And I want to take a moment and ask that, do we have any teachers in the room? Got one. That's good. Do we have any students in the room? That's right. So here's what I'd like to do. I'd like for all of those teachers and students to stand. And I want you to find be near them, and I want you to put your arms around them. I want you to just take a moment, find someone, find a student around you. Find some kids around you. And we're going to pray. We're going to pray for those teachers and those students. Because I tell you what, while they're looking forward to it, some aren't. It's coming. And they're going to need to be prepared. And then they're going to need to know that they have love. They're going to need to know that they have hope. They also need to know if life's getting rough, they have a place to come to where they can feel love. And so at this time, I'd like to just offer a prayer for the teachers and for the students. So will you pray with me? Father, we love you. We thank you for the moments in life where we come together just to love on each other, God. You know, it's not a weird phrase. If we take it for what it is, it's a place where we come in love. It's a people that we love on. And Father, I just take a moment. I want to lift up not only our own teacher right here in the room, but the teachers in this county, the teachers across this country, and the teachers across the world. Father, there's people that love what they do. They love influencing young lives for the better. And my goodness, we need that now, Lord, more than ever. So I pray a special prayer for the teachers who will be starting a new school year soon. Some this Friday, some next week, others later on. But Father, they will have a challenge because they're going to have kids who are excited about being back and not so excited about being back. They're going to have the motives for wanting to be there, and they're going to have the wrong motives. They're going to be coming from loving families. They're going to be coming from broken families. And I ask God that you give teachers the wisdom, the love, and the patience to work with them. Because it's like a marathon, God. It's long. It's a good start. You can always get off to a good start, but it's the middle way and the long way to finishing the race. And we want to pray, Lord, that you would just have your spirit upon each and every teacher, whether we know some teachers, or maybe we have a family member that's a teacher. We pray for that, God. I pray for a special blessing on teachers as they start a new school year. And Lord, I take now a moment to pray for the students. Whether they are going into kindergarten, first, second, third grade, whether they are going into middle school for the very first time, or whether they're about to enter high school, or even college. Father, I ask that in the name of Jesus that you would love them where they are. Show them your love through your followers. Show them your love through special moments that I know you have planned and created. Father, may they also show love and respect to the people who are working with them. Life's not perfect. We know we're going to mess up at times, God. I know that the kids will have their moments where they're going to have some life lessons they have to learn. But Father, we pray a special prayer for you to protect them from evil, to protect them from those who would tempt them to do things outside of the way school teaches and the way you teach. Father, we pray that you would put them in good influences, that you would provide good friends, friends that won't stab them in the back, friends that won't cheat them, but friends that will lift them up and just do life with them. But ultimately, God, we pray that you would just have your hand of protection upon the schools of this county, from elementary, middle, and high schools, even colleges. Father, we live in a world that, unfortunately, bad things happen. And we've seen it all across the nation. And so we ask a special prayer of protection. That if evil does try to come into these schools, that God, the schools are ready and prepared as best as they can be. But Father, may we at Lexington Christian Church love on our kids here and the kids that you know that you will bring to us as we stay faithful to you and that you grow this church, Lord, to the families that will be a part of this church because of the love that they see from us, not only in this place, but outside of this place. And so, Father, we love you. We thank you. And now as we dismiss, Father, may your peace go before us. And may your love motivate us. But especially the love of Jesus Christ, who displayed that on the cross for us. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, guys. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you. See you next Sunday.